Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is.
This is your hour, Arizona. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant press number one, bypass the message. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 during the broadcast, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Jennifer standing by to screen your call. And while we wait for calls to line up, we're going to prime the pump here.
Speaking of callers, your mom chewed on me for like 20 minutes this week.
All right, I'm going to get to the next topic before it gets derailed.
And I don't chew. Romy, stand up for me. I don't chew.
Referencing a call that came in during the show last week.
Oh.
Well, I just don't even know how to approach it, but I got a call. We had fielded a call from a person who wanted to add a garage, right?
Convert a carport
to a garage.
To a garage.
And so they had called in with their amount, their estimate, and Rosie kind of talked them through it. And then we were just getting ready to close for the day, and a lady called, and she said, you know what, we can't all afford that, and what about all of us who can't? So I said, well, why don't you call in with your question about what you can do, and we'll help you through that. You know, so we don't screen. I mean, we do screen calls, but we don't handpick. If you have a question, we get you an answer. So I just encouraged her to call in, but she wanted us just to kind of address it with non-prompted. But our conversation is driven by our callers. So if you have a question about a project you want to do and it's related to one you've heard, or
we're going to give you the real answer, whether you can afford it or not afford it. 90% of the stuff we talk about is not even at my home. I can't afford it. But I'm going to answer someone's question if they call.
Yeah.
Well, and there's ways to accomplish it. But the issue was code compliance. And that particular project of converting a carport to a garage has some very specific code requirements that you must consider to be code compliant. But a homeowner can go to the building department and pull a permit. Most permits, once they're pulled, are good for 6 months in between inspections. And you could take 18 to 24 months and convert your carport to a garage and be completely code compliant and do it yourself. The issue was someone had written in and said, I've got a quote for $14,000 to do this work. Doesn't that sound excessive? And my response was, I thought it sounded a little light if, in fact, you were truly going to do a code-compliant conversion. So we had an aggravated caller last week. It breaks my heart when that happens because that's not why we're on air. We're not on air to aggravate anybody. We're here to help you through whatever dilemma there is concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin.
And if you've got a question, we're going to answer it. Right. I saw a great meme this week. Don't outsource your happiness to someone else.
Really.
Speaking of other things I can't afford but would love to, Safford, Arizona, kind of tucked away in the southeast part of Arizona, not far from a little north of where our Farm Bureau guest was from this morning. But
Jason,
it's a colonial revival home for almost $600,000, about 3,000 square feet. The property was originally owned by Sheriff Olney, O-L-N-E-Y, Olney. I never heard that name before, but he was part of the group that was tracking down Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday after the gunfight at the OK Corral. Many of the original home includes wood floors still there, doorways, fireplaces, mantels, bookshelves. There's two properties in the back. One is the cottage bed and breakfast, and the other is a bakery known as the Cottage Bakery. How much fun would it be to own
that history?
That history and be there and be a continuing part of that history. So if I think the Taliesin West, not Taliesin West, but what was that other Frank Lloyd Wright building that's on Camelback just south of Camelback
Road.
Was
that the one that was for sale?
Yeah, it was the round building that was elevated.
We took our pictures there.
His son's house.
His son's house.
Yeah.
That one was up for sale. I think it sold. We started a GoFundMe, so let's redirect that. I think we're over six, maybe $7 now, Gary.
Well, just to comment on that piece of property, they, you know, it went back and forth what they're going to do with it. Someone finally bought it that could afford to preserve it, and they're adding more houses on that property that are Frank Lloyd Wright style. So it should be a really cool little place.
Good. I'm glad. So now we can redirect our GoFundMe, Gary. So
you know,
it's down a dollar because someone needed some change for coffee, but we'll bring it back.
A big part of Rosie on the house is doing whatever we can to help you around your house, home, castle, or cabin. That includes a referral network on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Just happens to be the number one rated contractor referral service in the state of Arizona for the last 12 years. And we've just added a new partner, someone Jennifer found for us.
Bridges. Get organized with Bridges. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
You know, I love all of our partners. And this one I could really relate to. You know, it's the kind of thing maybe you don't relate to until you have to go through something. But we had this situation where mom needed to move and years of accumulation in the house. And she was a tidy person. It was still a lot of stuff. After 25 years, it's still a lot of stuff. It had to be done quickly. You know, my sisters and I all work. So we're like, how are we going to get this done? So I knew of Bridges, called her. And she sent a crew over, and I'm not kidding you. What would have taken our family probably 2 or 3 weeks to do?
It would have taken y'all 2 or 3 years.
You know what? That's probably true. Too many emotional decisions to make in that kind of situation. But her crew came in. Rosie, we were done in 2 days. One day there, and then they helped mom move in another day. And it has just been, I just feel so supported. You know, it was just a great thing. And she does organization for all kinds of situations. If you have a room in your house you're trying to convert to your office and it's full of stuff you've saved for 20 years, you know, whatever. They just are expert at getting you organized. And gentle and nice and kind and, you know, just very methodical. I was just very impressed.
We moved a good part of your mom and Mr. Harrison's possessions to our garage as kind of a staging area till we decide what to do with it. And then Bridges sit the same two gals again and sat out there. And I mean, they went through everything in about 4 hours. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was too hard to get stuck in the picture pile
for
the family. So they could just go, you know, they just very, kind of, like I said, kind and methodical. So they helped you get through that.
For reorganizing your organized or disorganized life, contact Bridges. For downsizing, contact Bridges. If in fact, like what we had, I mean, we found her by necessity and were just so pleasantly surprised about the service and the quality of care, we just had to make her Rosie certified.
That phone number is 480-297-7355, and that's Get Organized with Bridges.
And you know, by way of network, Rosie Network News, Pella is opening a new showroom in the greater Phoenix metro area. Got the one out in Scottsdale. Now they're opening one down on McQueen Road in Gilbert. So another Pella showroom coming up.
I think it opens still there on Oracle.
And Tucson's still there. I think it opens Monday, October 5th.
Nice.
Yeah. So congratulations to Pella for that. Romy, I do. You know, it's my job to keep you politically correct.
Oh, right.
And I have seen in the industry over the last 30 days, I didn't know how to take it. But in fact, it is an actual movement now that we all need to get on board with. Journalists in the home improvement industry are going to quit using the term master bedroom.
Of course.
It's now it's the primary bedroom. And you know, when our last child, sweet Miss Carol, she was born, we called her Grace. Her name's Carol Grace. When she changed her name from Grace to Carol, it took me 10 years to start calling her Carol. It may take me 10 years to eliminate the term master bedroom from my vocabulary, but it is now the primary bedroom.
So now the guest room is the secondary bedroom?
I guess. Secondary, tertiary. Move on down the line, buddy.
There's a word you don't hear often, tertiary.
Shall we bring Colton into the conversation?
Only if you would allow it to be so.
Colton made the call to get into Rosie on the House. Let's bring him into the conversation. Good morning, Colton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What are you up to?
I had a question. I'm over in Arcadia. I have a little, I guess we'll call it a guest bedroom.
Do you have a master bedroom?
Out of a
or secondary bedroom?
Secondary bedroom, external to the household. How about that?
Okay.
And so it is made out of a 1953 International Metro, old bread delivery truck. In it, we have a split window AC and or split unit AC. I've come into the problem of having some mold in the internal unit, the blower inside of the van, and I was just wondering if there's any good chemicals or anything to spray in there to maybe zap that problem, or if you have any recommendations on that. It's kind of hard to clean out those coils because they're so tightly condensed in there.
That's tough.
So you have an air conditioning unit on a vehicle that's used as a bedroom?
That's used as a bedroom, yes.
Interesting.
This is one of those field trip.
When you say
field
yeah,
trip consults.
When you say
we got to see it to believe it.
When you say split, is it a mini split air conditioning unit?
It is a mini split by I believe it's Cree or Cree, one of the two.
I don't know that brand.
You know what? I think he's going to have to call Becky.
Oh?
It's a mini split unit.
Yeah. Call Becky at Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts, 602-439-3218. Becky at Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts. If anybody can knock it out, she can.
And I want to give you one more. Fox Valley Electric has that bio. And I'll look it up, but there's another product one of our partners has gone through all kinds of training for and licensing, and that knocks out mold like that through the air. So we'll come back after the break with more details.